are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
The Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning, it's Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be here again.
You forgot your umbrella, which you sound like you might have needed here.
Yeah, I did. It actually poured rain here just for about a minute on the way down to the station here this morning. So I had to use my windshield wipers.
Yep, quick hello and goodbye kind of thing.
That was about it, I guess.
But the big news is the budget is now in place for the city.
It is. Dave, you know, the city starts working on their next year's budget about in June. I start meeting with the finance team and the city administrator, and we take a look at, our sales tax revenues and all our other enterprise funds and things, and we kind of put together just a basic one, and then we send that out to the directors and the commissioners for liaisons for different departments. So, by August, we've pretty much met with all of the commissioners and the directors in their different departments and got their ideas of what their needs are for equipment, what their needs are for operational expenses, what their projects are, and things like that. And then in August, we have our budget hearings, our budget meetings. They're open to the public. We announce when those are. And that's when the whole team gets together. All the directors, some of the superintendents, all the commissioners, and we go through the whole budget. And that way everybody realizes what each department needs are and what their projects are. And so then we finalize it. It has to be, by state law, it has to be completed by October 1st. And so by September, then we have our first reading and then our second reading and pass the final budget. And our revenues were very good. When COVID first hit last year, I was concerned, as all of, governments were, mm-hmm. on what the revenues were going to look like, because, the city depends a lot on sales tax revenue.
Sure.
For a lot of our operational expense things. But it really turned out good. I think for two reasons. One of them is that we didn't close any businesses. I never said that, people, you can't go to restaurants or you have to, it was just, the business people needed to be creative and find ways to protect their employees, keep people employed, protect their customers, yet still serve their customers. And, the businesses in Pierre just really stepped up and got creative. And that really helped our sales tax revenue stay where it needed to be. And then the other thing that really helped the city out was the federal funds that came down for all local governments to help with those operational expenses, those additional operational expenses that we had. And so between those two things, we really came out pretty well, very well as far as sales tax revenue. Our sales tax revenue so far for this year is up 12%, which is a big number. I've been in local government for about 14 years now, and I've never seen double digit sales tax revenue increase. So that's really great. Typically there for a couple of years it was just flatline, pretty much stayed the same, mm-hmm. and in our projections for revenue we didn't raise any, we didn't balance the budget by just increasing our projected revenues.
Sure.
We always were very conservative to make sure that we had the money for all the projects and all the operational expenses. So but it's done for 2022 now, and we'll turn that in to the state. And it's about $57 million. That's what the city's yearly budget is. It has been as high as $70 million, but usually it's in that $50, $60 million dollar figure. That's for all operational expenses, personnel, equipment, projects, and all of those.
So now that that's in place for next year, I know a lot of people are wondering, are there going to be any increases for personal folks?
That's a great question. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. We will not raise the electrical rates. Now, this is the third year in a row that the city has not raised electrical rates. And we will not raise the wastewater rates this year. This is the second year that we haven't raised wastewater rates. The only utility rate that will go up is the water rate. And, of course, that was because of the water treatment plant. And, you know, we were very clear when that was voted in that, you know, we'd have to increase the cost to pay for that water treatment plant. Now, after that, you know, we've got a 30-year loan. Just to remind people, we've got a 30-year loan for that water treatment plant that's mm-hmm. being built. And we got that through the Department of Ag and Natural Resources. And that's at just less than 2% interest, a fixed rate for the next 30 years. It was like 1.9 something. And so, you know, that's just an awesome rate. And I really expect that it'll be paid off sooner than 30 years. You know, if there's extra money in the water utility account or other revenues that could be, you know, we look at that, you know, throughout my 14 years. We look at the budget and look at projects. Are they financed correctly? Is now the time to refinance some existing debt? But at 1.9%, I don't see that getting refinanced
over
the term of it.
But being able to look at and possibly pay a little bit more on it, that's a good thing, that it's not just kind of, okay, here it is. We're just going to let it be.
We're just going to let it ride for 30 years.
Right.
No, that'll constantly be looked at. And, you know, on a big number like that, you know, you pay an extra $500,000 a year or something. Well, that makes a big difference on interest, even at 1.9%.
Absolutely.
So the water rates will be going up for this year. And at the end of that, whatever that term ends up being, you know, that increase will drop off. And then, you know, it'll be a while, obviously. But once that is paid off, then that will come off, and then the utility rate will, you know, should go down to what it costs to operate that utility. And that's the way all of our rates are based on what it costs to operate that utility.
Right.
If the, you know, if we have to start paying more for electricity, then, you know, that raise in cost is passed on. But if there's a savings or if there's, you know, just a level, then it's level for our customers.
All right. Of course, another thing people have been wondering about, the medical marijuana ordinance. And from what I hear, today's the day.
Today is the day, Dave. Yes. The city ordinance for the medicinal marijuana is effective today. We've had several calls at the city about it. And, you know, no one's submitted a plan or an application yet. Both, there are two things that have to be in place. That you have got to have a state license and you have to have a city license. And so, and the state isn't to that point quite yet. And so, you know, no one can really start today. But it's in place, and so, you know, people can start planning anyway as far as the ordinance goes. The state will be coming out with some their administrative rules on it, and so it'll start getting rolling here, but it'll be a couple months, if not, you know, to the end of the year. Because one of the things also is, you know, we passed three ordinances. One was the zoning in the city of Pierre. Mm-hmm. The second one is the zoning in the extraterritorial space around Pierre, and then the licensing portion. So there's three ordinances that affect the city of Pierre. And, you know, the municipalities each pass their own ordinances. So they kind of generally have the same, you know, the same information in them. The South Dakota Municipal League helped, you know, give a couple different versions that municipalities could use. So it's going to be different a little bit as you look around the state. And one of the biggest things is that before you can sell medicinal marijuana or, of course, recreational is tied up in the court system yet. But the marijuana has to be grown in South Dakota.
Right.
Yep. You can't go to Colorado and buy it and bring it in and start selling it. So you won't see any medicinal you know, distribution points for a while yet.
Right. But the ordinances are in place. And once they get to that point, we're all set to go in Pierre.
Yep, that's right. And so people that are thinking about, you know, starting that business, they know what the city ordinances are and what they need to do as far as the city goes.
Right. Now, you touched a little bit on the wastewater, but how is the water treatment plant coming along?
You know, the water treatment plant, yeah, we it's just coming along great. You know, it's all enclosed now. We've got the big, what they call skids in, where that's really the treatment part and the big pumps in. And so the roof has been closed now. And so this winter, it'll, you know, the interior work will really start going because they're inside. They can really get a lot of work done. We're still laying the line from the water treatment plant to the distribution system, which is down by the pump houses down there in Steamboat Park. Beginning Monday, the parking lot and the vehicle access to the causeway will be closed for 2 weeks to vehicle traffic. You'll still be able to walk out there and ride your bicycle and take strollers out there. But vehicle traffic, we've got to close that road because we're going to have to dig that up to lay that water pipe underneath that. So okay. Up to, you know, for 2 weeks, Popular Street there will be closed for so no causeway access. I'm hoping it won't take the whole 2 weeks, but just for planning purposes, it'll probably be less than that. But for planning, the public should, you know, just figure that'll be closed for 2 weeks starting this Monday.
All right. So just keep that in mind for those who like to take a trip down there and enjoy that. Like you said, you can still walk and
yeah, it's a great, it's a popular place for people. You know, you can go down there and they're having lunch down there or fishing off the fishing piers and going to park to walk on Laframboise Island, you know. So for 2 weeks, you're going to have to walk clear out to Laframboise to take a hike.
Get you a little extra exercise.
A little extra, yep, some extra steps there.
That's right. Well, thank you for catching up with us and letting us know what's going on. And for all the hard work, I know the budget, that takes a long time. A lot of work on everybody's part, and the lease is done and ready to go.
It's done, and we're all set for next year, and your city is in good shape financially.
That's always a good thing to hear.
You bet.
All right, well, enjoy the weekend, Mayor. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
There's Pier Mayor Steve Harding joining us here on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Pier VA Clinic, VistaCare, and Lee Real Estate.